This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Whenever crop seed is purchased, there's very likely an agreement that comes with that seed. It's effectively a contract, whether it is directly signed or applied, that dictates how the crop will be handled after it is harvested. These can be known as seed-saving laws, laws that control the genetics of the seeds by specific companies and agencies, and if those seeds can be replanted from year to year, or sold to another with the intent of replanting. There have been court cases in the past where farmers, sometimes unknowingly, have replanted seeds from a crop harvested the year before, only to end up in litigation with the seed company. In some cases, a farmer had purchased seed from a source that didn't have the proper licenses to sell that seed for planting in the first place. And don't think this is only for GMO crops as well. The first laws protecting distinct varieties was passed before GMOs in the 1930s, under the Plant Protection Act. Another law, the Plant Variety Protection Act, was passed in the 1970s that gave companies full protection of new and distinct seed genetics. They can control how those seeds were sold, marketed, exchanged, imported, or used in the creation of different hybrids. Very generally, there are three levels of seed protection. The first level is no protection at all. This means the seed has common genetics that aren't owned by anyone. Either genetics never were licensed or the licenses has ran out. These varieties can be saved, replanted, or sold to others to be replanted. There are not a whole lot of crop seed out there without some sort of licensing. The second level is a licensing agreement. It is a contract to the farmers that governs how the seed will be used. These can be actually signed contracts, or they can be implied contracts just written on the seed bag. There is no one set of rules to licensing agreements. Most prohibit the sale of seed to any person and prohibit the farmer from growing the crop with the intent to sell the crop as seed. In some cases, the crop can be replanted by the farmer that grew it, often for a set number of years. For instance, some K-State wheat varieties can be planted up to 3 times after the initial purchase of certified seed. However, that farmer can't sell the seed to another to be replanted as a grain crop without the proper licensing. The third level is the most restrictive, a utility patent. This is often the case when a seed variety has been developed by a seed company, but it can pertain to university-created seed varieties as well. These varieties and their genetics are held within the U.S. Patent Office. These varieties are entirely controlled by the company, so they cannot be replanted and they cannot be used in research without permission. I would say a majority of newer corn and soybean varieties have a patent, at least ones developed in the past 20 years. Some of the newer wheat varieties do too. In conclusion, it is important to know the rules of replanting a specific variety if you plan to do so. There are farmers in the area that have moved back to the old, non-protected corn and soybean varieties. If you have questions about K-State seed variety, let me know and we can ask the seed foundations. It is, however, very difficult to find out the rules on company-created varieties. If you have any questions about seed replanting laws, let me know and we can look into it. Give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.